Welcome back to the Hold Your Horses podcast, where we talk about all things horses, including behavior, nutrition, conditioning, and more.
Hey guys, thank you so much for joining in and clicking on my channel. I am starting something new. Every week I'm going to be introducing to you guys a tip, something that will help you as equestrians. And it might not always be horse related. We'll see kind of moving forward. But so this week's tip is videotaping your rides. I think this is so important. So important. I started doing this a couple months ago. So I videotape myself usually every week. And what that can help with is so many things. First of all, seeing areas where you need to improve. So I was able to see from a couple of videos, I was having some issues with my colt. And the problem was actually my hand positioning and my body positioning. It's usually us, let's be honest here. But from that video, I was able to make adjustments and have a much nicer ride moving forward. So it can also help with motivation. So, you know, you're scrolling through your phone, you're in a bit of a slump. Maybe it'll remind you of some things that you need to work on that you maybe have been slacking on. And maybe it'll, you know, remind you that you've been doing so good and to give yourself kind of a pat on the back appreciation. So the last thing I really think it helps with is progress. So obviously tracking your progress, comparing videos over a certain amount of time, even if you're working with a client horse, or maybe you've got a project horse of your own that you'd like to kind of track the progress on. The other thing I really find sometimes working with young horses, it's in any horses, not always young horses, it's easy to get discouraged. So I find if I actually take a look at these videos after, I can see certain areas where maybe I was being a little hard on myself or on my colt as well. So it's allowed me to kind of basically look at it in a different way and try not to lose momentum and not get discouraged. It's like, you know, you can look at it and be like, hey, dang, actually, he looks really, really good. And it might have felt different than what it actually looked like, right? So, I think we just need to remind ourselves we work with these really strong, powerful, smart animals, and it takes a lot of, you know, time, patience, dedication, understanding, and sometimes we just need to, you know, take things back and give ourselves a pat on the back and show some appreciation to ourselves. So I think just moving forward, guys, hopefully that can help you maybe communicate with your horse a little bit better and maybe set some goals for yourself as well. Maybe this is something you do already. Comment below and let me know how it's helped you over the course of, you know, however long you've been doing it. And maybe it's something you want to try. So either way, guys, I hope this works for you. Feel free to drop a comment below and let me know how this has worked into your routine.